Officials at Dartmouth College say they're taking new steps to deal with the issue of hazing on campus, especially in fraternities. That issue turned into a campus-wide controversy earlier this year after Dartmouth senior Andrew Loesch published a piece in the student newspaper describing what he called dehumanizing hazing rituals in his fraternity, Sigma Alpha Epsilon. Mary Carmichael wrote about this issue for the Boston Globe, and she joins us now by phone. Mary, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks, Brady.
Dartmouth's president, Jim Yong Kim, has said he didn't realize how difficult this issue was at Dartmouth. A number of faculty members have said hazing has been essentially an open secret for decades there. As far as we can tell, how prevalent is or was hazing at Dartmouth?
Well, I think that's what makes it so difficult for people like Jim to have to deal with. Nobody really knows. Everyone hears stories, but it's very difficult to get good numbers because the entire point of hazing is that it's done in secret, away from the authorities. And particularly if you're a student who's been involved with it or even who has witnessed it, you have incentives not to report it. On the other hand, I do think everyone has this feeling there that this is the school that Animal House was based on. Stuff does go on. I think the question is figuring out how severe the hazing is from fraternity to fraternity and also from year to year.
Are we possibly going to see any criminal charges or disciplinary action coming out of the allegations?
There will certainly be a disciplinary action. That's already underway. The college has charged, I believe, 27 or 28 students in the fraternity, as well as the fraternity itself. Interestingly enough, one of the students that has been charged is Andrew himself, the person who came forward, and that has caused some controversy. And the students at Dartmouth, a lot of them have raised that as a concern that maybe he's exaggerating some of these allegations. So the challenge now for Dartmouth, I think, is to determine how true what he's saying really is and maybe to find some people who will corroborate. As for criminal charges, hazing certainly is a crime in New Hampshire, as in many other states. Witnessing it and failing to report it is also a crime. But I don't think the police have decided whether they're going to pursue it. One challenge is that many of the allegations that Andrew has made are about things that happened when he was pledging in 2009, and the statute of limitations on that has already passed.
Dartmouth's officials say they've added some new staff to work with the Greek system. They're adding counselors to address issues around alcohol abuse and sexual assault. Some faculty members say that isn't going far enough and that Dartmouth should ban single-sex fraternities as the way to best deal with hazing. What kind of reaction is that proposal getting?
Well, it's not a new proposal at Dartmouth. In the last two decades, I believe the faculty have voted very, very strongly, almost unanimously, to either ban or very strongly reform the Greek system maybe three, four times. It never goes anywhere. The Board of Trustees is largely dominated by people who were in fraternities and sororities themselves. Also, I think a lot of the students would very much oppose that kind of policy. Jim Kim, the president, makes another interesting argument, which is that banning fraternities and sororities wouldn't really do much to combat hazing because it would just go underground. And if you do that, you haven't actually solved the problem. You may have even made it worse.
And that touches on the difficulty with dealing with hazing in general. Dartmouth is setting up this hazing task force, which, among other things, is looking at what other campuses are trying to do to prevent hazing. And schools try a lot of techniques, but don't necessarily deal with it or prevent it entirely.
I think that's fair, and that's true of a lot of student life issues. I mean, I think binge drinking is the one people talk about more frequently, and that's something that Jim Kim knows very well because he is leading a lot of the efforts to try to do something about that. Unlike binge drinking, you really can't track whether whatever you're doing is actually working because, like I said in the beginning, nobody really knows what the numbers are. So it may be that there are policies that work and no one has any evidence for or against them. It's a huge challenge.
All right, Mary, thanks so much for talking with us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Mary Carmichael is a higher education reporter for the Boston Globe. You can find a link to her recent article on the hazing controversy at Dartmouth College by going to our website, nhpr.org.